Welcome back, everyone, for another edition of How About Them Chiefs.
Hello, everyone. Today, I'd like to recap last week's game against the New England Patriots in Foxborough with the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'll also talk about injury updates and the keys to victory against Denver Broncos in Arrowhead this week. But let's first recap the game last week on Sunday night. I mean, it was a close game. I mean, I'm glad that the Chiefs pulled off the win. I mean, they went into Foxborough. What were you expecting in this close game? Because it was defending champs, Super Bowl champs, the New England Patriots. I mean, you were in their house. And actually, the Patriots had a 21-game winning streak at home, which the Chiefs snapped by winning the game 23-16 in the victory. I mean, I definitely, beginning of this year, I marked this on the calendar. You know, I was hoping to see the Chiefs could win this game, you know, especially after what happened last year in the AFC Championship game. So it was a really good game. I was surprised about the actual outcome in the very beginning. I was hoping the Chiefs would start off fast, but they didn't. And they still were able to pull it together and come back and win this game. I expect that this won't be the last time we play the Patriots this year. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to play them in Foxborough. It looks like if we win out, we have a possibility that we could get home field advantage, but we're going to have the Patriots lose a couple games. Same thing with the Baltimore Ravens. So we'll see what happens. But this game did not start out great for the Chiefs, like I was saying earlier. They had a slow start, but they were able to come back and, you know, on offense and explode in the second quarter. I think they scored a 17 points straight at one point. I mean, the Chiefs could not put the Patriots out of the game early, and they let them come back in the game, which was with a few ugly plays and with the help of the ugly officiating, which I'll talk about later. But I mean, there's both bad calls either way for both teams in this game. Especially when it's a close game, you never want to have it in the hands of the refs, and especially when you're on the road too. So it's good that they have to pull out the victory. And so I'm glad that they won this game and moving on next week against the Denver Broncos. So the ugly was really closing out the game again on offense. I mean, it's something that the Chiefs continue to not be able to, you know, put the gas on the pedal and close out games. It just seems that we have a lack of run game again. I mean, the Chiefs, we finished with 29 carries for 75 yards. I mean, Spencer Ware did extend some drives, which was nice seeing him back in a Kansas City Chief uniform. He did run very hard up the middle and sticking it into the teeth of the Patriots defense. It was good also to see Darwin. He had a few carries and a few flashes, and he also had a couple catches out of the backfield. And McCoy, you know, he had a few good runs too, but no one really took over. I mean, it was just one of those things that are ugly. It was that our running game is still non-existent. I mean, put it this way, the last six possessions, you talk about not closing out the game on offense. The last six possessions for the Chiefs was a punt, a field goal, a blocked punt, a fumble, and a punt. I mean, settling up for field goals is not going to cut it, especially when you play the Patriots, and especially in this era now with high-powered offenses. If we don't score enough points, you know, this is going to be ugly for us down the stretch. And we had a lot to do, I guess, with not, you know, converting on these possessions too, is a lot of penalties and miscues down the stretch, which I'll get into later about the penalties. But also, I mean, give the Patriots credit. They came back in the second half and did a lot of adjustments. But it was concerning that we couldn't adjust to the situation on offense. I know a lot of it had to do also to Pat Mahomes hurting his hand in the first half. I know you could tell he was uncomfortable and his throws were a little sailing every once in a while. But, you know, not scoring in the fourth quarter and being held scoreless is not anything you want to have in any game, and it's not very good. And, I mean, especially when I close out a game, that needs to be fixed. I know the Chiefs only were held to 3 points in the second half. I mean, I know the Patriots have a really good defense. At the same time, it's very concerning with this high-powered offense that we couldn't get anything going. I mean, I think a lot of it had to do with miscues, like I was saying, and penalties that causing the drives to stop. But, I mean, the defense did hold their own, though. I mean, the defense stopped the Patriots on multiple drives, either causing the Patriots to punt or set up the field goals when they had great field position when our offense could not close out the game. I mean, the offense was moving the ball, but we just couldn't finish it again, punting it back to Brady with 2 minutes left for the chance for the Patriots to come back and make a game-winning drive or tie the game up. I mean, But luckily, Chiefs scored enough points and it was early enough to pull off the win on the road in Foxborough. So the bad. I mean, the bad, turnovers and penalties. I mean, it's funny because last week we had zero penalties, which is very unlikely in any game, especially now with the refs being flag happy for holding calls. I mean, or a kickoff return, a punt return. It seems like there's always a flag from those type of plays. And so it was just very, very concerning because now the Chiefs ended up having 10 penalties for 136 yards. I mean, some were real, some were imagined, I guess you'd say, because, you know, the way the officiating was going all night long. But compared to the Patriots, the Chiefs had, like I said, 10 penalties for 136 yards, where the Patriots only had 5 for a total 25 yards. And so that's really bad if you were trying to be mistake-free and to beat especially the New England Patriots. I mean, for example, on the opening drive the Patriots had, there was 2 pass interference calls on 3rd and longs that extended the drive. I mean, we could have had it out 3 and out, but we had a pass interference calls. I mean, it ultimately led to a trick play, flea flicker, touchdown pass to Julian Edelman. I mean, another bad thing the Chiefs did is that they lost the turnover battle again. We had 2 turnovers. We had interception and fumble. And the Patriots only had one turnover, one interception. And so especially you want to win that turnover battle if you want to win games. It's very hard if you turn the ball over consistently to pull out a win. In this case, the Chiefs still pull out a win even though they had one more turnover than the Patriots. I mean, the block punt also was really bad when the Patriots blocked the punt because it put them in short field position for them. But I mean, after the game, Andy Reid did comment that there was actually a fake play the Chiefs were trying to do, but it was not executed, which made a lot of sense because I remember watching and seeing like the whole right side of the line not even block, and it was just really weird and like not, you know, really weird to see. And even seeing, you know, Sherman, he was even looking back at the ball like for not blocking, and you can tell that the ball was supposed to be directly snapped to someone else for a pass or a run. And the funny thing is that everyone on the left side of the defense for the Patriots was rushing, and it would have been definitely a first down, which would have been a really gutsy call to even do a fake at that point. But once again, it was bad because we miscued on special teams, and they had a great field position with that. But luckily, our defense was able to capitalize and not make them score any points with that great field position. Another thing was the fumble from Kelce. I mean, he had the first down, but I know he's trying to make an athletic play to extend the drive, but he just could have went down. That was it. But I mean, we got lucky that the officials blew the whistle early so that there wasn't a return on that one, because that would have been turned to the house. But I mean, Kelce gave up the ball, gave it back to the Pats. You know, Patriots another chance to come back in the game. Instead of just going down the first down like he had it, he coughed it up, and it gave them the Patriots another chance to close the gap. But luckily for our defense, the Patriots went all the way down the field and on a 3rd and goal, knocking on the door to score again. But Alex Okafor came out with a big sack with Brady, causing the Patriots to kick a field goal, which still left the Chiefs up by 7 points. But as you know, the Chiefs did hold off the Pats again and ended the game with Breland's pass defense in the end zone, which was a pretty sweet play to see. I know everyone wants to go back and forth about the bad calls and anything else on the officiating, but the truth is, for actual of all the number of bad calls, the Patriots had no more than I think the Chiefs, because in fact there's twice as many penalties for the Chiefs, like I was saying earlier, and it's 5 times as more penalty yards. You know, so people say, oh, the Pats were robbed and jabbed on 2 scoring plays, but it would have been the same 7 points, 4-point differential over a field goal. So sorry, New England, you still lost. And there was a lot of plays too I saw people posting on Instagram and Twitter showing a lot of holding calls that were not called for the Chiefs. There was a lot of, when the Chiefs were on defense, you can tell a lot of plays that were being held, and there was a lot of weird calls that didn't happen. I mean, there was an example when Pat Mahomes was running out of bounds, and he totally gets a late hit, cheap shot, but they didn't throw a flag, and it was weird because Tony Romo was even saying on the broadcast, like, I'm surprised that wasn't a flag. I mean, it was just one of those things, and the officiating needs to be cleared up. It seems like, you know, we have a billion-dollar company, the NFL, and we can't get referees to be full-time being paid. I mean, it's just ridiculous at this point, because it seemed over and over now, like with instant replay, it's made it worse, showing like the imperfections. And even now that we, you know, I really hate is the be able to, you know, look at the pass interference, being able to challenge that. And I think that's really ruined the game. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, there's some pass interference were blatantly not called, and then they don't even overturn them when they've, I think it was like the first 24 challenges the coaches did at the beginning of the year, and none of them were overturned. And so, I mean, for example, I remember when against the Texans, for example, going back a couple weeks, Mahomes saw a free play because he saw Travis Kelce pretty much get tackled, and so he just threw it up in the end zone, ended up being an interception. The refs at the time called it a pass interference, so the play didn't matter, so it's a first down. Then later went back and reversed it, and the Chiefs ended up losing the ball on that and his turnover, and then went down to the Texans. But we couldn't challenge it because they said it was no penalty on there. But you blatantly saw Travis Kelce get taken, thrown to the ground, like a holding play. But you know, that was a big swing of the momentum in that game, and that pretty much forced the Chiefs, I thought, to lose that game. Now, going back to the officiating, I mean, the officials were awful this game. I mean, there was times where the Chiefs, you know, in the second half especially, were trying to get drives going and getting weird calls all of a sudden. There was actually one play that stuck in my mind. It was an offensive pass interference call that was called on Travis Kelce. I mean, the Patriots like to play man more than anyone in the NFL, and they're playing bump and run coverage, which if you don't know what that is, they stand up basically right in front of you and push you off the line and try to disrupt your route. And Kelce in this play in particular was just running out on his route and just ran into the defender. But for some reason, it was called as an offensive pass interference, which I remember Tony Romo was talking on the broadcast that couldn't believe that was being called pass interference and thought it was a bad call. And I agree with him also watching it. And then another one play that stuck to my mind, there's always a few, but there's another one that stuck to my mind was a blindside block penalty. That's solid drive also, which if you see the replay, the Chiefs offensive lineman, I can't remember who it was doing a block when Mahomes was rolling out, and his head's in front of the defender. So technically, that's not a blindside block. But for some reason, that was what it was called, and I guess I don't know the rules, and I guess a lot of people didn't know the rules yesterday, or I mean, I'm sorry, last Sunday. But it was just another thing that was crazy. And then another one that stuck with me, too, still, is when Sammy Watkins was blocking Gilmore. It was a run play. And Sammy Watkins and Gilmore kept on blocking each other out towards the out of the sidelines, out of bounds. And Gilmore's pushing and wouldn't let him go. And Sammy Watkins basically just takes him to the ground. And I was surprised that there's still no penalty for either one of them. I mean, it wasn't to the extent of, you know, when Michael Crabtree and Talib were getting into it and, you know, breaking off his chain or anything. But at the same time, it was just weird that they were kind of letting it go. I mean, there's a lot of questionable holding calls that weren't called. I've noticed like a lot of people, you know, I said earlier, was seeing on Twitter and Facebook and everything else showing video of the Patriots offensive line holding the Chiefs defense. But it was just overall just a terrible game officiating. I mean, for both ends. But at the same time, when it's a close game, you just hope that you get the right calls every once in a while. But at the same time, it's just something the NFL needs to look into. I know that they are talking about, you know, looking over how they're officiating, but I think it really comes down to if they're going to use replay, because it's pretty much ruining the game, if they're going to use replay, they need to use it right. That's just what it comes down to. Because if like you can't overturn certain calls that were blatantly called, like a defensive holding or like a pass interference or roughing the passer, and you do a recall, like for example, like the whole thing that happened in the AFC Championship game with Chris Jones. We all remember when he hits Tom Brady, when Tom Brady is throwing, and they said illegal hands to the face, roughing the passer. When we watched the replay, he hits him in the shoulder pad. So it's just one of those things that, you know, they should be able to, if they're going to review certain things, review everything. How like a sky judge referee that can oversee everything. Like, I don't understand why we can't do that. But it's just another thing that was terrible and horrible about this game was the officiating. But I mean, all I said long is like the bad, it was just like constantly the turnovers the Chiefs had, the penalties, and, you know, just not being mistake free was really hurt them. But their defense is very good. Surprising, 2 weeks in a row now they've done really well. And so now I like to go into the good.
Yay! Yay!
The good. It's the fourth straight years now winning the AFC West. I'll say that again, four straight years now they won their conference. I mean, the Chiefs went on the road. You know, we beat the Patriots in Foxborough, that who hasn't lost at home in 21 straight games. I mean, that's huge to believe that, that Belichick and Brady have been that successful. And especially under the age of 25, losing to a quarterback at home, it's almost been like 2 decades, they said. And it, and overcoming it, you know, all doing all this, the Chiefs did this, even when they overcoming on a key fumble by Kelce towards the end of the game, a blocked punt, which was supposed to be a trick play, apparently. And luckily, the Chiefs, it only led to Patriots only have 10 of their 16 points. So I would say a really good thing coming back from this was that they made a lot of mistakes, but they were mentally tough enough to finish the game. I think the biggest thing that I thought was great about this game, it was 7-3, and the Patriots were driving again, and they set up for a field goal. And I think this really changed the momentum of the game is when this happened. It was the field goal attempt, and Manasu came through and, you know, used his whole 6'7" frame and knocked down the ball and blocked the Patriots' field goal attempt early in that game. I mean, that was huge swing of momentum. And it was actually the play, it was like the first blocked field goal since 2017 for the Chiefs. So I know he did it last week, but it was an extra point, so technically it wasn't a field goal. So, I mean, this kept the score to 7-3, and it kept it in one score game early, which was very key. And I believe the Chiefs end up scoring 17 straight after that. I mean, then Mecole Hardman had a 48-yard touchdown reception that put up the Chiefs up for the first time all game, which was really huge. And he now actually, in fact, that was a sixth of the year. And I think he ties a rookie record with the Chiefs' history for most touchdowns by a rookie receiving, which was very accomplished for him. It was only one catch, but he definitely made an impact on that one catch. And also, too, another stat that I thought was interesting, it was the first time New England has been trailing at home all year, which is crazy to think that. The first time, you know, all year long. And in fact, the last time the Patriots were behind at home was last year, week 6, and it was against the Chiefs. So the Chiefs had explosion. It was 249 yards of offense in the first half alone, which was huge. I mean, at the end of the day, Mahomes, he had pretty good numbers. It wasn't, you know, up to his MVP stats, but he ended up finishing the day with 289 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Kelce, he had 8 touches for 70 yards and a TD. Tyreek Hill had 8 touches for 70 yards. And then Sammy Watkins had 4 touches for 50 yards. And then Darwin Thompson and LeSean McCoy each both had about 43 yards total offense. So I thought the offense, they did a very good job of overcoming the and exploding off in the second quarter. But it's just something that they need to be able to consider to keep the gas going, keep the foot on the pedal. You know, they have to keep the foot on the pedal going and to close out games. And one thing that we need to do. But again, how about that defense? I mean, the defense hold the Patriots from coming back in this game. I mean, the only big plays really that came off from the offense for the Patriots were trick plays. I mean, it held the Patriots to a total of 56 yards after the opening drive through midway through the third quarter. I mean, that was crazy, like, to think that. And they hit Brady 5 times and kept him uncomfortable all game long. It was great to see. I mean, it's something that you can tell Brady was getting frustrated. And so, I mean, the total offense the Patriots had altogether was 278 yards compared to the Chiefs was 346. And a big thing that was a big stat, which is going to have to be withheld throughout the whole year and also through playoffs, is huge, is winning the third down conversions. I mean, our defense, they held the Patriots to 2 for 12. So they were under 17% the Patriots were for converting on third down, which is huge. And the Chiefs held the Patriots to their lowest third down conversion rate since week 14 of the 2017 season. I mean, that's pretty damn good. And then winning on a situation football and defense was huge in this game. I mean, they're stopping the Patriots on a fourth down. And they did, I think they kept the Patriots down to 1 for 3 on fourth downs. And a couple of those were Patriots where they could have kicked a field goal, but instead to go for it on fourth down, the Chiefs came up huge, stopping them twice. So, you know, are stopping them once and also towards the end of the game, stopping them from scoring to tie the game. So, I mean, the defense all around played great. And over the the same three straight game stretch, the Chiefs defense has only allowed 30% of red zone trips to result in touchdowns. So we've been really keeping them out of the end zone. I mean, we've been kicking field goals, but I mean, 3 of 10, that's pretty damn good. And with the pick last night too, or the pick Sunday night by Breland, it was the Chiefs have now have 7 interceptions in the last 3 games. So that's really good because we're now starting to get more turnovers. Overall, they had 3 sacks, we had an interception, and then one big stat that was huge too is having 8 tackles for loss. I mean, I could tell at the very beginning of the game that we did not want them to have their run game started. And the defense did really good at stopping the run, because their leading rusher was James White, and he had 6 carries for 33 yards. In total, the Patriots, though, had 22 rushes for 94 yards. So that's really good stat, especially when the Chiefs' defense has been on the run. Defense has been terrible, you know, been almost dead last. And so it's good to see that they actually fixed that. So the defense in total, they kept Tom Brady. He was 19 for 36 for only 169 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. The Chiefs' defensive line definitely frustrated Tom Brady. I mean, it made me laugh when I saw Tom Brady get in the face of Chris Jones after they failed to convert on the third down. Like, going up there and talking crap, talking shit, and it's just funny to see, because I think what ended up happening is it just motivated the Chiefs' defense even more. And you can just tell that Tom Brady is getting so frustrated with his offense this year. I mean, the defensive line, they played once again great all across the board. I mean, Frank Clark, even playing with the flu, did really well. Chris Jones, raking havoc, had a sack. Alex Okafor had a huge sack also. Naughty doing really good against the run. McKenzie, everyone on the defensive line basically plugging all the holes. And another thing I thought that people forget too is our linebackers played really well against the run. I mean, obviously our secondary played well again, limiting deep shot plays down the field. And I mean, one person in particular that, you know, pretty much won the game, sealed the victory to make a game over, was Breshad Breeland. I mean, he had his best game as a Chief. I mean, he coming up with that INT was huge for Tom Brady when turnover. He also had 2 key pass breakups, especially the last one we saw that pretty much game over. So, I mean, overall, I was really impressed with the defense and their play, and think the Chiefs' defense is starting to become sneaky good. I mean, they're right now rolling, doing really well, and it seems like they're working well as a unit. It's like the first time they're all healthy. So, I mean, if they keep this going, keep playing like this, our offense keeps scoring, we should go far this year. And there's no doubt, I don't think they should not be able to get into the Super Bowl and win. Injury updates. I mean, the biggest one every Chief fan was wondering was Patrick Mahomes, how his hand was being. And Patrick Mahomes, when he had his x-ray, confirmed that there was no broken bones and it was just bruise. So that's good news for all us Chief fans, because he's been banged up all year long, and it's good that there's no more bad news for us. Andrew Wiley, he was also limited in practice with a shoulder issue. He went out of the game last week also with a shoulder issue. Rashard Fenton, he didn't participate this week with a hamstring injury. And Frank Clark, he's still recovering from the flu and he's had his shoulders, so he didn't play much either. Didn't play. It was Wednesday. And then Maurice Claiborne, he also didn't play. And also Damian Williams, he's still been limited with the rib injury. So for now, that's all the injury updates I have at the moment. So stat of the week. I have a couple stats of the week that I just have to share. So the Chiefs going into this week have won 27 of the last 30 games against the AFC West. Basically, they're just dominating everyone in the AFC West in the division, which makes sense why now they're the 4 times in a row they're the reigning champ. But the AFC West championship is not enough. We need to go all the way. And so the second thing I think was a stat I saw was that they've won 8 straight against the Broncos. And the last time the Chiefs actually lost the Broncos in Arrowhead, Drew Lock was a senior in high school. So it's been really consistent. The Chiefs have been dominating AFC West, as we know, and the Denver Broncos. Another stat, too, that I saw was that the Chiefs' defense in the last 3 games has only given up 14 points per game, which is very big, especially very big coming down to playoffs when you need to button everything up, and it's going to be hard to score points. And if our defense is playing as well as they are, that makes me feel very confident about the Chiefs going down in the playoffs. And the last stat I had here that I wanted to share is Mecole Hardman. He needs 1 more receiving touchdown
to hold the all-time rookie TD for Chiefs history. Right now, it's currently tied. He's tied with Tariq Hill and Stephon Page, if you remember those. Remember those great days with Stephon Page back in the day? Are right now tied each with 6 touchdown passes receiving. So he just needs one more, and he'll solidify the all-time rookie receiving touchdowns. And hopefully he gets some more touches, because he's electric when he gets the ball in his hands. And so that is all the stats of the week I have. So I have 3 keys to victory against the Denver Broncos. Number 1, as always, I would like to say, Chiefs need to have a fast start. You want to keep that crowd crazy in Arrowhead, making it difficult for Drew Lock to come in Arrowhead and to pull off a win on the road. I mean, it'll be his 3rd career start, and he's coming off a great game last week at Houston. He was 22 for 27 for 309 yards with 3 touchdown passes and 1 interception. With a quarterback rating of 136, and his completion percentage was 81.5. Spags will bring pressure and confuse the young rookie and make the rookie struggle and make rookie mistakes. I mean, he's doing pretty good for his first 2 career starts. I don't know what happened the Houston game, but he definitely found a lot of wide open people. And number 2 I have here is to stop the run game. It sounds like a broken record, but I know our run defense has been like one of the worst in the league. But the last 2 games we've done better. Last game was great against the New England Patriots, and I hope we can keep it up. Because Denver has a really good running back, Philip Lindsay. He had 16 carries for 51 yards and a touchdown last week in Houston. But he's a shifty back. He slips through tackles, and he's not afraid to lower his shoulder and run through tackles. And so if we can make them get no yards or 1 or 2 yards on first down and second down, and making them having to convert on 3rd down and long, especially with Arrowhead crowd being crazy and loud, be very difficult for Denver to convert. Especially if we can keep our 3rd down conversion rates down low like we did against New England Patriots, we have a really good shot at this game. And number 3, surprisingly for me, I think is Noah Fant, their tight end for the Denver Broncos. He kind of had a coming out party last week against the Houston Texans. And I think he is the number 1 target for him. Basically, we need to stop the run game, you know, come out with a fast start and make Drew Lock as a rookie make mistakes. And I feel like very confident the Chiefs should win this game. I mean, we should win, but it's easy to look past the Broncos, but you got to remember they have a really good defensive team too, and they're improving down the stretch more as a team as a whole. I think they're top 10 defense overall, so it's not going to be an easy to score points, but Mahomes plays his best games against Denver Broncos. So we'll see what happens. You know, it's always going to be probably a great game when it's AFC West matchup, division rival. So I want to say thanks for listening again. And also, I started a Twitter page and Facebook now, so if you'd like to follow there. And last, closely, I want to say, let's go Chiefs. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, and make sure to check in next week. I'll be uploading more episodes of upcoming Chief games. And don't forget, we're on Instagram, How About Them Chiefs. So go check it out. Again, thanks for listening, and go Chiefs.